moment ago, we began this series a few weeks ago looking at the 6 days of creation, that God created the world in 6 days. And just before this new year, we had 6 days where the challenge was for us to come up with a plan for spiritual growth in 2020. And so it's a matter of each day looking at one of six different areas that we really need to focus on when it comes to spiritual growth in our lives. And I chose those areas, and really the challenge is for us to look at these areas and see, personally, how can it help me to grow, and how can it then help the church to grow? Because, you know, the more that each of us grows spiritually, the more that the church grows spiritually. All right? So, last week we focused on worship. Today we're going to talk about prayer. All right? The second thing on our list of six items, prayer. All right? And I'm going to, as I'm going to do this throughout this series, I'm going to share with you some things that, and in my plan that I came up with, things that the Spirit put on my heart and in my mind that are helping me in my spiritual growth plan. And you can take those and add those or do whatever if they help you in your spiritual growth plan. But some things that are on my heart about prayer today I want us to look at. And we begin in the place where we read in our scripture reading this morning, talking about what other nation? What a really powerful question. Last week in our study on worship, we talked about the fact that when we come together to worship, God calls us to draw near to Him, and we have the opportunity to enter into the throne room of Almighty God. When we gather to worship, that's what we are doing. Say, and again, in our Bible class this morning, we saw that really what God wants is with. He wants a relationship with us. Okay? And that's really what it's all about. Okay? So it is a matter of being in relationship with God and recognizing that we are and can be in His presence. But not just when we are worshiping, but also when we pray. All right? There are blessings that come to us, first of all, from observing God's laws, okay? Being obedient to God always brings blessings to us in one form or another, okay? The psalmist writes, "Oh, how I love your law. It is my meditation all the day. Your commandment makes me wiser than my enemies, for it is ever with me." So part of the thing that I've really felt in looking and studying on prayer when we were putting this together was the connection of prayer to obedience to God. We go to the text that was read for us and look at what he says here. Deuteronomy chapter 4, verses 5 and 6, first of all. Where he says, "See, I have taught you decrees and laws as the Lord my God commanded me." This is Moses speaking to the Israelite people. "So that you may follow them in the land you are entering to take possession of it. Observe them carefully, for this will show your wisdom and understanding to the nations, who will hear about all these decrees and say, 'Surely, this great nation is a wise and understanding people.'" So one of the results of living in obedience to God's law is that other people around us are able to see how wise we really are. Now, they may not admit it all the time, okay? But they can see. We go on to verse 7 and look at what he says. And this is the verse that really struck out to me. "What other nation is so great as to have their gods near them the way the Lord our God is near us whenever we pray to Him?" Wow. Who else has that privilege? To know that when we pray, our God is with us. You say, He is with us. There is no other, not just nation, but nobody who has a different God, and there are a bunch of them out there, okay? Nobody that can say that about their God. Because all of those gods are false gods. They can't hear anything. They can't speak. They can't do anything. But our God, not only can He hear and can He speak, but He can actually be near us, be with us. And when we pray, that's where He is. You see? That's where He is. But again, keep in mind, look at verse 8. And what nation is there so great that has statutes and judgments so righteous as all this law, which I set before you this day? You see the connection between obeying God's law and our prayers. You see? James tells us this, draw near to God and He will draw near to you. Well, how do we do that? By living in obedience to Him. You see? So one of the things that I came to in this part of my preparation and planning, in creating my plan, is that I need to remember, first of all, okay, how important it is for me to live in obedience with God. I know the Lord is always with me. I will not be shaken. Why? Because He is right here with me. Okay? I need to remember His with. Okay? We stop from there. God is not far away. He is just one prayer away. Okay? I like that. Why? Because He is with us. Right? But here's the other thing. His presence, His being with us is determined by my obedience to His will. In other words, if I'm not going to live in obedience to Him, He's not going to be with me. Okay? He's not going to be with me. I cannot live in disobedience to God and then expect Him to respond to my prayers. So the two go hand in hand. The second thing that I thought about and the Spirit put on my heart is the idea of being clear-minded and self-controlled and the connection of those two things to prayer. Okay? 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 7. First of all, Peter tells us this, the end of all things is near. And one of the things that you observe when you read Peter, both of his letters, is that he has a lot to say about the coming of the Lord. Okay? And he's trying to prepare us for that day. And so in this part, he begins by saying, the end of all things is near. And so we really need to understand, okay? Though there are people out there that are kind of doing this, you know, the end of the world is today. We've talked about that and we see very plainly. None of us knows when that day is actually going to come, but it is near. You see? It's going to come like a thief in the night. Okay? So we need to be prepared. That's the real message, okay? Now, the end of all things is near. If you go back and look at verses 4 and 5, he says, of course, your former friends are surprised when you no longer plunge into the flood of wild and destructive things that they do. So they slander you. But remember, they will have to face God who stands ready to judge everyone, both the living and the dead. So again, the context here that Peter is trying to get us to understand is that the Lord is coming back, and when He does, there will be judgment. Okay? There will be judgment. And then he has this to say in verse 7. Again, the end of all things is near. Therefore, okay, therefore, what he's getting ready to tell us is based on what he has just said. Since the end of all things is near, therefore be clear-minded and self-controlled. Why? So that you can pray. And I got to thinking about that and realizing that, you know, one of the things that sometimes I struggle with in my prayers is being clear-minded and self-controlled. I don't know about you, but I sometimes find it easy to be distracted when I pray. See? And not only that, I realize that if my desires are not under control, okay, then I'm not going to be very focused. But when I've got my own desires under control, then it's so much easier for me to focus when I'm praying. You see? Otherwise, I'm going, you know, Heavenly Father, and I start thinking about this and that and every other thing, and I'm not focused. Okay? And so I need to think about therefore. Okay? I need to think about therefore. So that I can be, I need to clean out, as this, you know, illustration, I need to clean out all the stuff that distracts me when I'm trying to pray. Because there's oftentimes so much going on there. And I do need to be more self-controlled. Okay? So, how do we begin prayers? We begin with the end in mind. Okay? And that's what he's saying. The end is near. Therefore, okay? So I kind of came to the conclusion that if I would focus more on the fact that the end is near and begin with that in my prayers, then that can help me to keep more focused and self-controlled when I'm praying. Okay? So I need to stay focused. And not only that, but I need to keep my desires under control. I need to be like this dog. I don't know if y'all can see that. That is control, okay? And I need to be that way when it comes to my own desires. Totally in control. Okay? He's a level, an expert level, okay? And that's how I need to be in my prayer life. When it comes to my desires and my focus. Okay? And then the third thing here is, I don't know what to say sometimes. Okay? Have you ever found yourself in just talking with anybody where you were just totally like this, speechless? Didn't know what to say? It's kind of like this, okay? That moment, okay, that awkward moment when a girl is crying on your shoulder and you don't know what to say. Okay, that's what the caption reads, all right? It's like, have you ever, you know, somebody says something or you're trying to come and it's like, nothing's coming. I don't know how to respond to that. I don't know what to say. We find ourselves being speechless. I find myself oftentimes being speechless in my prayers. Times when I just simply do not know what to say. When I want to talk to God, but I can't find the right words. Have you ever felt that way? I don't know how to pray sometimes. I don't know what to pray. I don't know what to say to God. The really great thing about that is sometimes it's best for us not to know what to say. Okay? Look at what the Apostle Paul tells us in Romans 8 about being speechless when it comes to our prayers. He says, likewise, the Spirit helps us in our weakness, for we do not know what to pray for as we ought. But the Spirit Himself intercedes for us with groanings too deep for words. And He who searches hearts knows what is the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for the saints according to the will of God. So here's the great thing that I, you know, in looking at that and considering that in my plan is because sometimes I get frustrated, and I already talked about the focus and the self-control, and when you put that in there with the frustration of wanting to pray, but just I don't know what to say. I look at all of that and I go, He's got this. You know? He's got this. I don't have to always know what to say. See? And when I keep that in mind, I'm not going to get frustrated in trying to pray but not knowing what to say. I can just relax knowing that He's searching my heart already. He knows what's in my heart already. And the message that is here, but I can't seem to get here, and the message that's here, and I can't get it to come out here, He's already got it. He's already got the message. He knows what I'm thinking, and He knows what I'm feeling in my heart. And the Holy Spirit of God actually intercedes. And what that literally means is that He takes our prayers, the thoughts of our mind and the thoughts of our heart, He literally takes those to the Father. See? He takes them for us. So I don't have to know the specific words. I don't even have to know how to say it, let alone what to say, because He is interceding for me at those times when I don't know. I don't know what to say. I don't know how to say it. But He knows how to listen. How to pray when you don't have the words to say? The Holy Spirit prays for us. Isn't that awesome? Not only do we have a God who is near us when we pray, okay, but He helps us when we don't know how to pray. Okay? His Spirit takes care of that for us. So here are some things that I've thought of to try to help me when I pray. First of all, I don't always have to know what to say or how to say it. And I need to take that pressure off of myself that sometimes I feel. Just realizing that He knows. Now, let's be careful here. Okay? Let's be careful that we don't take it to the point to say, well, since He already knows, I guess I really don't need to pray. Okay? That's not His point. All right? And it shouldn't be ours either. We need to be real careful there. Yes, He knows, but He wants that communication with us. All right? And I realize this. Sometimes prayer is just being quiet and letting the Spirit speak for me. Okay? Because quite honestly, sometimes I felt that frustration and that loss of focus and all because, again, I don't know what to say, and so I'm trying to think of how to say this and so forth. And so I think sometimes it would be better for me anyway to just be quiet. Just don't try to say anything. Just let Him listen to my heart. You see? The psalmist tells us, and this is a conclusion that I came to that I need to do personally in my prayer life. I need to be still sometimes. I need to be still and know that He is God. And sometimes that stillness can say more than all the words that I can put together. So there's some things for you to think about, okay? Some things that I came up with in my plan that I hope will be helpful to you in focusing on prayer, to realize that yes, God indeed wants to be with us, and He is near. He's a God that is near us when we pray, but we need to be obedient to His will. Okay? And we need to be focused. Okay? And not be just kind of allowing distractions to take us anywhere and everything. And we need to allow God's Spirit to speak for us. Sometimes just be still. I hope these things might be helpful to you as you work out your plan of spiritual growth in the area of prayer in your life. But we come to a point now where we have an opportunity to entertain any prayer requests or any needs that anyone has. Tom has a song that he's chosen for us to use as an invitation song, and we present that invitation to anyone. And if you have a need that you would like for us to bring before the Lord, then just let me know. We have Wesley, as I said earlier, had to go to work. He was called up to go to work, so he's not here to take those prayer requests. So again, I will tell you this for those of you who are with us online, that if you have a prayer request, then call my phone number at area code 804-586-6038. You can call me, leave a message there, and I will get back with you about that prayer request. Whatever it is that we can do, we can't help you if we don't know what's going on. So we offer this opportunity for anyone to let us know what we can do to serve you. And if there's someone there online with us that is not yet a Christian and you desire to become a Christian, if you believe that Jesus is the Son of God and you're ready to make Him Lord of your life, then call upon Him as your Lord. And repent of the sin that is keeping you and separating you from God. And have those sins washed away in the waters of baptism. And you can do that as soon as is possible with you. All you got to do is call me again, 804-586-6038. And we will make arrangements as soon as is possible with you for you to be baptized into Christ. Whatever we can do to serve you, it's a great opportunity for you to let us know. Tom, come on up and lead us. Let's stand together.